This looks familiar. I think I Soundgarden played here not long ago in this very room. It's funny though, it smells different this time. It smelled more like that cracked oil smoke that they have at rock shows, and it smelled more like booze before. That means maybe you guys aren't drinking enough. Her, are you drinking? What are you pointing at her for? The first ever acoustic show that I did, first ever acoustic tour I did, excuse me, started here in Austin.
You're the man, Chris!
And it was one of the best shows.
Something heavy!
I'm gonna do a song from the album called Higher Truth. This idea kind of came from a moment of crazy fear that I had when I was dreaming, and I don't remember what the dream was. But what I remember was waking up and kind of feeling like I was outside of myself and kind of outside of everything, and I could sort of see, I was looking down at the bed that I was sleeping in, and my wife was there, and it was like a little postage stamp. And I just kind of, and then went, was back there. And it felt like we were existing inside this infinite, huge, giant, empty space, and we just didn't realize it. And that our lives are really short, and we have to remember every second of the day to not take anything for granted. So this song is kind of about that. This is called Before We Disappear.
Yeah. power to change what she thinks is wrong. What could she want in me? Yeah. Wait just one minute here. I can see that she's trying to read me. Suddenly I know she's going to change the world. She's going to change the world. She can uncover your darkest fear, make you forget you feel it. Wait just one minute more, I can see that she's trying to free me. Suddenly I know
which just came out on vinyl for the first time ever. Something like, I don't know, 16 years after it was released, they put it out on vinyl. And you, most of you probably now know why they do that. That's partly it. But vinyl rocked 16 years ago. And gentlemen such as yourself knew that then. The difference is nobody buys anything. Nobody buys CDs. Why would they?
Oh!
Fuck it. But people will buy vinyl. So now, after all this time, the record company says, well, shit, we paid for it 16 years ago. Let's sell it now. That's entrepreneurial genius. All the light bulbs in the skyscraper went on at the same time. Listen, I'm gonna do another song from that album. I'm gonna get down off the soapbox and do a song called One Child.
Lonesome has gone.
A Little Neo!
Say hi. See how you guys are doing.
Yeah!
And I want to do a little song. This is a Bob Dylan song, but I rewrote all the words. It was all. Just saying, like, if there is any song that I ever wrote ever in my life, that he feels like could use an update or amend some of the lyrics or rewrite the whole thing. I'm completely open to it anytime. It's fine with me. I asked a producer friend of mine, Charlie Peacock, if it was legal. I said, I asked if it was legal for me to record
a song, legal.
Would you rewrite it? And he said, yeah, but with some of Bob Dylan's stature, you kind of want to have permission. That was what I said. He didn't say why. I thought, yeah, I imagine that. And him like poking his finger up, saying, that's bullshit, you ruined my song. Like, I wouldn't want that. That'd be bad. I don't know, that wasn't a very good Bob Dylan impression.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brian Gibson.
He's gonna lead us into a brand new song from My Own Truth. This is called Lyrics About My Broken Heart, and this is it. This is a song where I did a demo at home, and it was just all kind of acoustic guitar strumming. And at the end, I thought, well, we need something else, and I bought this mandolin like 20 years ago. It has like a little cutaway. It sort of looks like a Telecaster, only it's a mandolin. It's like a, you know, a novelty. And I never used it for anything. So finally, I thought, I'll finally use that stupid mandolin. I had it in a friend's garage for like 15 years too, and he was like, get that fucking thing out of here. So I used it, and I can't play mandolin, so it's, you know, a really simple part. And I decided it'd be a really smart thing to find a super accomplished musician to come out and play that stupid little monkey part. So, Brian is not going to demonstrate.
Brian's the man!
Yes, he is.
Brian's the man!
Yes, he is. Your dad fucks all these shows up, doesn't he? All he does is drink.
See?
And then drive to the next show.
I'm so sorry about this. I'm so sorry. My knees are not being
we
Brian Devin!
So this next song that I was recording, I was doing a demo at home, and I thought, this should have some badass cello on it. So I whipped out my cello. That looked like a Telecaster. And I fucking played the shit out of it. Like I've been to the crossroads. And then I said, I'm gonna need somebody to play that live. And I didn't have much experience in that. Somebody said, well, you're gonna have to find somebody that sold their soul to the devil. And I looked and looked and looked and looked.
And that's Brian!
And I took one look at Brian and there you go.
That's enough.
Look at that. Look at that smile. Yeah.
Let's go.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Oh.
much. Yeah, I'd be a little bit, I wouldn't like it if Bob Dylan rewrote that one. Any of the other ones, though. That one, or this one.
Sorry, those are big knees. Sorry.
Sorry,
darling.
Oh, sorry.
Years ago, when this came out,
I'll have you in a moment,
just
here.
No, it's not on the outside. It was down on the outside, and it's called Blow Up the Outside World, and everyone found it. Not everyone, but a lot of people who write. So, this is about the blowing up and the destruction of the planet. No, this is about the inevitability of nuclear holocaust. No. It wasn't. And this song was banned actually after 9/11 because they thought it was about that. But this is just about having your own corner and your own space in the world where you feel comfortable and you let all the bullshit be what it is. And then I had another person ask me, is that song just a complete tribute to John Lennon? And at first I thought, well, what kind of fucking question is that? And I thought, yes! Why not? Nothing seems to kill me. No matter how. Nothing's closing my eyes. Nothing can bring me down. For your pain or your light. No.
Outside.
7 hours and 14 days.
Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling to me. Where did I go? I throw my arms around any girl I choose. It just reminds me of you. People would shout it out as they do a lot of songs that don't work, like Free Bird. Free Bird, you can do that acoustically, I think. Become Sex, yeah. I think if you had a banjo, someone good, you could do Become Sex, you could do Jesus Christ Pulse. But this next one, which I refer to Soundgarden's version as Hillbilly Sabbath, because it reminded me of like those two things. But I realized there was a version that somebody did that might work. This is called Rusty Cage.
Down your old Orleans, flowing
exactly what he's saying. You don't know what it is, but he means it. You rule.
That Russian over there. The Chupacabra.
You just listen for that sound. Now, there may be some of you in the audience, I know at least Ron, my buddy Xavier in the audience, probably didn't listen to a lot of vinyl. Maybe you did. That's just the benefit of being young. But this sound was my whole life right here.
Keep it.
What happened to these? What happened to these two down here? Where'd they go? He punted them? Were they getting too drunk? I hope that they really acted out to get booted out of here, because they were still more or less in the vicinity of their own seats, so like, what? How much trouble can you get into? Oh, thank you. I don't know if this is the song you were jumping up and down about. Come on, you! She was born like a queen from another city. A silver mine to put in your meat and lie on one. Who would dance on the floor of the ground. She said, dance on the floor and love. She said her name was Billie Jean. She caused the same. And every head turned with eyes the dream of being the one who would dance on the floor and around. People always told me, be careful what to do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Mother always told me, be careful who you love. Be careful what you do before the lie. The lie becomes the truth. Billie Jean is my mother. She's just a girl. Was on her side, but who could stand when she's in demand? Her schemes and her plans. Cause we danced on the floor and around. So take my strong advice and remember to always think twice. Do think twice. She told my show for my baby cried his eyes were like mine. Cause we danced on the floor in the rain. People always told me, be careful what you do. Just a girl says that I And now that we got rid of those two troublemakers that were in these two seats, sir, just keep an eye on this guy back here on the cello. Not 100% sure about him.
Brian Vincent!
Did you know those ladies, Brian? I feel bad.
Thank you.
shining bright. Can I see you now? I'm sad you had a long way to go. I'll be off in the morning, I hope, but I don't know. There's a halo around your proud face, and I'm glad that we're friends. I might see you again sooner or later again. Yeah, if it all goes wrong and I'm a heart without a home, maybe you can talk me out of doing myself in.
Like anguish, oh, recollect sounds of
That's the Confederate soldier scream right there.
For sure.
In that, in this pose, in disguise's nose, has the face died the same in some mad disgrace, born in heat
Burns on the table, fires again.
And the farm the babies while the slaves are working. The blood is on the table and the mouths are choking. But I'm all hungry. Yes, I
Supernova!
I said what, but then I start playing when he talks, and I listen, and then I'm like my own kids.
Stood and standing.
across my head. Falling downstairs, I drank a cup. Looking up, I noticed I was late.
just like suicide. My last day is my last prayer. She lived like
sound right. 12, 13, something like that. It's on Higher Truth. This is called Josephine. I wrote this for my wife. Before she was my wife. But I was trying to get her to marry me. And I guess it worked. This is called Josephine.
Somebody cry, go on.
looks like I'm dealing by your side. I don't know what the future holds. You can set the world on fire, yeah, if you want. It isn't hard. I will be there. Yeah, you know, you're only breaking.